And now, a warrior for the Word of God and the Constitution of the United States, a Marine Corps veteran, a Harvard-trained attorney, Bishop of the Called Churches, and founder and president of STAND. Staying true to America's national destiny, the voice of the awakening, your host, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
Welcome to another edition of The Awakening here on American Family Radio. I'm your host, Bishop E.W. Jackson. Great to be with you again today. And while the most recent thing in the news has been the funeral of Senator Graham, I want to focus on something else today because, as I said, I mean, I think Senator Graham served our country, served him well, served our country. Served it well in many ways. I mean, 31 years, I think, in the United States Air Force, and I certainly honor that. I can't say that I was a big fan of his, and I'm not going to lie now that he's passed away and act like, you know, he was some great hero of mine, because that just wouldn't be honest, so I'm not going to do that. But, of course, we respect the fact that he served our country, that family, friends, people who knew him, are obviously brokenhearted, and our prayers go up in their behalf, and I mean that very sincerely. But I'd say something else is in the news as well, and that is the upcoming hearings on Anthony Fauci, because things have now been discovered that we didn't know before. We found his diaries in which he admitted things to, of course, to himself, that he never admitted publicly. In his diary, I think he expressed, you know, an acknowledgement that the wet market theory of how the disease got started and leapt from animal to human simply was not valid. He never admitted that publicly. So clearly, the man is a liar. Let me just say right off the bat where I stand, then I want to get into some of the particulars with him. Because the first thing I want to say is, is anybody out there, any Christian, any patriotic American who loves this country and is of the misguided notion that tyranny could never come to America, all you've got to do is look at Anthony Fauci. I mean, think about this. Anthony Fauci became a kind of messianic figure for many people. Everything he said was considered gospel. You were not allowed to contradict him. And by the way, I don't mind pointing out, and I don't know how many of you read Robert F. Kennedy's book, The Real Anthony Fauci. Whew. Folks, that book is a tour de force. It really is. You got to check that book out. If you didn't read that book and you're still interested in this subject with him coming back to the news like this, read it. Talk about an eye opener. It will open your eyes to just how wicked and twisted and evil Anthony Fauci is. But look, what we do know is, I mean, these are not speculations, these are facts. What we do know is that he used the immense influence, enhanced, by the way, by having him up on the platform every day talking to people about COVID and, you know, spewing, you know, his lies and nonsense that, you know, were intended to basically captivate the country and get us all doing his bidding. But not only did he do that, but he used that influence to exercise absolute power over any medical or scientific challenge to the things he was saying and doing. If you challenged Anthony Fauci and you were expecting grant money for any research, you were expecting any support from a major foundation, forget it, because he was going to nix that. He's going to stop that. He's going to punish you for daring to contradict the great Anthony Fauci. And he's apparently been doing that all of his career, using his connection with Bill Gates, with Big Pharma, with others, where that grant money to do research was flowing, using his influence so that anyone who dared criticize him, contradict him, anyone who dared offer another theory would find themselves persona non grata in the scientific and research community. Folks, that's the mark of a tyrant. That's the mark of a person who's got all of the indices of a malignant narcissist who, given enough power, would force people to their knees to bow and worship him and basically submit to every word. Now, when you think about it, folks, that may seem, again, I say these things and I realize there may be some people here that, oh, now that's a little bit over the top. Isn't that a little bit much? But think about the way the man behaved. And apparently still behaving. I mean, apparently in his diary, he wrote, I'm the most famous man in America. I have now national and international fame. And I can't even go to the store now without people recognizing me, wanting to take pictures with me and wanting my autograph. He was reveling in it. I have not heard anything that suggests a single ounce of humility. The Bible said God loves the humble, but the proud he knows afar off. And here's Anthony Fauci at his desk at home with a mural of himself on the wall. Who does that? I mean, I can see, you know, a person has got a gigantic mansion. They're very wealthy. Maybe it's the patriarch who built the wealth. I can see the family saying, hey, you know, we'd like to have a portrait of you, on the staircase. Something like, okay, I can understand that. But having a great big old mural of yourself in your office on the wall in front of you so you can sit there and look at yourself while you work. Now, there's something wrong with that picture, folks. I consider that to be malignant narcissism. It's all about me, 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 me. You know, if you've heard me speak a while, you know I've said many times, if it ever becomes all about you, you are in trouble. Because it should be about service to others. It should be about blessing others, helping others, taking care of your family, of course, taking care of your own affairs. But not about, ooh, look at me, look how much of this I have, how famous I am, how much money I've got. I mean, look at who likes me. I mean, wow. That's sick. But that his own personal personality proclivities and pathologies, if you will, aside. If you want to understand how tyranny could ever happen in America, this is the perfect case study. The perfect case study. Because we got to a point in this country where, not me now, and probably not you either, but you know there were a lot of people. If Anthony Fauci spoke, all people asked was, how high do you want me to jump? His word was considered golden. It was gospel. And he said all kinds of cockamamie things that we've now learned have absolutely no bearing in reality, no bearing in scientific research, no bearing in any science whatsoever. But they were putting it out there like it was science. And I heard even people I know say, well, now, you know, now, wait a minute, the science is the science. And I would say, no, it's not. Because you don't understand that the left pollutes and poisons everything with their ideology and their politics. Nothing is ever what it is because they always want everything to be subservient to and to be put at the disposal of them and their agenda. And the same thing is true here. Well, the science is not the science. The science is the ideological and political biases that people have who are telling you what the science says, and they're lying to you in order to further their agenda. The science is not what's important. Their agenda is what's important. And Anthony Fauci, that's the way he functioned. That's the way he operated. And I've said, you know, if you want to, you want proof that tyranny can happen in America, just look at the things that were done in the name of protecting people, in the name of punishing the people who didn't adhere. So, first, we come out, we've got to bend the curve, so you got to stay indoors. I'm going to lock everybody down. We're going to have a lockdown. That came primarily from Anthony Fauci. Now, what we now know is keeping people indoors during a pandemic like that is probably the worst thing you can do, because the spread will be much faster to the people who are stuck inside than it would be if people were outside, walking, talking, enjoying the outdoors. But no. According to Anthony Fauci, we've got to bend the curve. We got to bend the curve downward. And the way to do that is stay in the house. Now, that's like imposing a curfew on everybody, telling everybody you may not go out. I mean, Virginia, we had a curfew from midnight to 5. In Kentucky, they basically were going to fine you for going to church, $500 if you went to church. And now, where my church is, the Call Church in Chesapeake, Virginia, I'd gone online, just like I'm doing now. I'd gone online and said, I'm not closing my church. Period. Ever. Because God says in Hebrews 10:25, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as is the manner of some, and all the more as you see the day approaching. I'm not closing my church. I had the police call me and say to me, we heard that you said publicly you weren't closing your church. Is that true? I said, yep, that's true. They said, well, is there anything we can do to dissuade you? I said, no, there's not. And they went back and whispered among each other a little bit and came back to me and said, well, if nobody complains, there's nothing, we're not going to do anything. But if somebody complains, that's a different story. And I'm thinking, if somebody complains, they can come too. Because I'm not closing the church. What are you going to do, drag me away? Apparently, I guess they thought they might have to. They did that to Rodney Howard Brown down in Tampa, Florida. The service was over. They went to his house and arrested him for daring to have a worship service. You see what I mean about the possibility of tyranny coming to America? Because all these things are tyrannical. This is not the way our free constitutional republic has behaved. And it's mainly Democrats behind it, the ones who are constantly railing about our democracy. But when COVID hit, democracy went out the window, as they call it. Because they really believe anyway that they can do anything they want to do once they have the majority. We can do anything we want to do, and we will. Now look, that's just part of it, right? The lockdowns, the masks, closing schools, and doing all of this in the name of slowing the curve. It didn't slow the curve at all. In fact, the situation really got worse before it got better. And while all of this was happening, of course, while Fauci is mugging and swooning over himself in his office, while all of this is happening, you've got the media censoring anybody who dares to contradict him. Now, as they say today, what's up with that? I was kicked off YouTube three times. I don't remember what two of them were, but I remember one very distinctly, because one had to do with me saying the immune system is better than the vaccine. Once you've had it, that is your vaccine. Your body is not immune from it. Oh my goodness, what did I say that for? That was, I don't know. But it was, as far as they were concerned, you have crossed the Rubicon and you are not coming back. Well, they later relented. I think Trump got on at one point and said, this stuff has got to stop. This censorship has got to stop. But because I dared say that the human immune system is effective at stopping you from getting this thing once you have had it, my wife and I both had it, and we proved to be absolutely right. We had it one time and one time only. And we had no side effects, no problem. We quarantined for the 2 weeks required. And when that was over, we just went back to business as usual. Never had COVID again, never. And I know people took the vaccine, took the boosters, all that, and had it three and four times, folks. Three and four times. You know, the way tyranny can come into our country is through a crisis that opens the door for government to exercise unprecedented power. That's the way it can happen. A crisis, a medical crisis of some kind, opens the door to allow someone to take on the role of tyrant and start dictating to everything and everybody. Now, the person doing the dictating in any locality might not be the chief icon of this godless lurch into the abyss, but essentially you've got a situation where when people are desperate, when people feel like, oh, I could die, this could kill me, and then they've got officials telling them that repeatedly over and over and over and over again. Wear a mask or you're going to die. Go home or you're going to die. Don't go to church, you're going to die. You're going to get some people to say, you know what? Here you go. Take my freedom. I don't want to die. And some people were saying that. This is a life or death situation. That's why we have a constitution. So that no tyrant can use a life or death situation as an excuse for becoming a tyrant. We're suspending the Constitution of the United States. It's rather antiquated for this situation. So we're just doing away with that right now. Yeah. And we are in an emergency. I can see Anthony Fauci saying, yes, this is what's needed right now. Take down that flag. Get rid of all the patriotic memorabilia you might have. We don't need that anymore. We're moving toward a one world system so that everybody can get along. And did we not see this? Did we not see this? You know, you go to stores, big sign up, you know, you may not enter unless you're wearing a mask. And then it said, this is the law. And I'm thinking, there's no law. It might be an executive order, but there's no law. But oh, the tyrant makes up his own law and imposes it on people. And that's, I mean, we saw that happen in COVID in a major way. A major way. And I don't know whether people realize it was a dress rehearsal. You know, people used to ask me about Barack Obama, and I would say, no, Barack Obama's not the Antichrist. But he's a dress rehearsal for the coming of the Antichrist. I say that because of his, you know, the Antichrist will be a syncretist. He'll believe in all kinds of religions, and he'll get along with everybody, and he'll be promoting Islam over here and then promoting Christianity. Oh, he'll take in the whole gamut. No question about it. He will be all things to all people, except not to by all means save some, but to by all means recruit them into hell. That's the name of his game. That's his stock in trade. That's what he wants to do. Steal, kill, and destroy. According to the Gospel of St. John, chapter 10. And you know, here's the saddest thing of all. The saddest thing of all. After our experience with COVID, after seeing that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely, after realizing that no matter who you are, no matter how powerful you may think you are, you don't have the right to take away people's fundamental rights. Not even for COVID or anything else. I'll tell you, I think the American people were slow to realize that. I remember walking into a bank one time, and I was not wearing a mask. And it was a woman wearing a mask. She was about 8 or 10 feet in front of me. I think we were social distancing at that point, and I was, you know, standing way back. She saw me without a mask. She turns around, leaves her place in the line, and comes and says to me, "You know, you have to wear a mask." I said, "No, I don't." "Yes, you do." I said, "No, I don't." "Everybody's got to wear a mask." I said, "I don't." "Well, why does everybody else have to wear a mask and you don't?" I said, "Because everybody else doesn't have to wear a mask. They choose to. I don't." She bought it. She drank the Kool-Aid. Here's a guy without a mask. Oh, he's in trouble. And notice, it wasn't the bank employees or the bank management telling me that. It was another customer carrying out the wishes of the perceived tyrants. Keep an eye on everybody. Watch them. You know, no telling what they might be doing. And report back to us. We'll determine what their punishment level is. I mean, COVID unleashed the tyrannical monster in many Americans. It's really just that simple, folks. COVID released the tyrannical monster in many Americans. Chris Wallace said, this must have been the debate leading up to the debate with Kamala Harris. I'm not sure where it was happening. I want to say New Jersey, but I'm not absolutely sure about that. But when Trump and his wife and a couple of their kids walked in with them, they were not wearing a mask. And Chris Wallace, formerly, of course, of what is that, ABC? Yeah, I believe that's ABC News at 60 Minutes, says. They walked in and they weren't wearing a mask. Wear the D mask. And D word meaning curse word, you know. Wear the D mask. And that way you don't kill us all. I mean, that's the hysteria people have been whipped up into. Tyranny can happen in America. And we are seeing with the vestiges and the aftermath of it. I think we're seeing just how close we were. What would have happened? What would have happened if the pandemic didn't break, COVID didn't break, and Donald Trump was not elected president? Now just think about that for a second. If COVID never broke, in other words, it was still going as strong now as it was 5 years ago. And there is no President Trump. There's a President Kamala Harris. What do you think happens? I'd say I believe it would be the end of America as we know it. I'm very serious, folks. I believe it would be the end of America as we know it. Because I guarantee you, she would be saying to people, you got to wear the mask, you got to social distance, and you got to stay away from your loved ones. You don't want to hurt them, do you? Because if you are infected with an anti-government perspective on this stuff, and you say, no, I don't believe that's the Constitution. I do not believe that is what the Constitution requires of me, and I'm not doing it. Really? Okay. We'll see about that. I've said before, I'm a patriot. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not apologizing for it. You see the flag behind me? I've got several of them. Now, I'm sure there have been people who've flown past my flags and thought, ugh, why is that up? It's up because it represents the country that I love. And therefore, I love that flag and everything it stands for. The land of the free and the home of the brave. But I guarantee you this, there are a lot of people these days who don't like the fact that some of us love our country, revere our Constitution, and we're simply not going to roll over and play dead so that these people with these tyrannical impulses can rule the day. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. Now look, folks, I am against any possibility of a civil war. I think you all have heard me say that before. In fact, I'm against violence. I really am. I am against it. But you know, there does come a point where you push people far enough, you're going to get a rise out of them. And I'm not just talking about en masse, but think of all the people who've been hurt by this stuff. Fauci likes to hang out with the rich and the famous, the hoi polloi. So he bragged in his diary about how he had Julia Roberts' phone number, her private cell number, and how who else came to visit him. I mean, this guy. Let me just tell you what I think the bottom line is. I think the bottom line is Anthony Fauci ought to be indicted and then ultimately tried by a jury of his peers. And if found guilty, he needs to go away for the rest of his life, because as far as I'm concerned, he has done just that much damage to humanity. I believe 50 million people were killed in World War II, if I'm not mistaken. 50 million people killed in World War II. Now, Anthony Fauci, how many people has he killed? I mean, we put the Nazis on trial. We put the Nazis on trial. Americans. Not just because we fought them and they lost, but because we knew that these people are potential trouble. So, when you know that an enemy is out to destroy you, you can't play around with that. And I'm not talking about killing people. I'm not talking about torturing people, harming people. I'm talking about building systems that prevent people from being so indoctrinated that they become an enemy of their own country. You know, interesting thing about Anthony Fauci. Did you know this? You know who his favorite TV anchor was or is? I say is because I don't see any reason why it would have changed by now. You ready for this? Rachel Maddow. His favorite TV news program anchor, Rachel Maddow, the mad lesbian. That's what Anthony Fauci thought was edifying. That's what he thought was interesting. That's what he thought was good. That's what he wanted to do. We are at, popular word now, an inflection point. And with the rise of, I shouldn't say rise, but with the awareness once again of Anthony Fauci, this is an opportunity for us as Americans to say not only who we are, but who we will never be. We will never be. We'll never be like that weasel, hurting the American people, destroying the American economy, setting us back 10 years. Why? Because of his megalomaniacal mindset. Oh, look what I can do. I'm rich. I'm famous. Everybody wants to talk to me. Look what I can do. I can shut down your business. I can put you out of your house. I can render you homeless with a word. Look what I can do. And we, the American people, have got to say, we're not going to put up with it. Now, what's the point? You say, Bishop Jackson, but this is over now. What is the point? The point is to learn from it so that it never, ever happens again. That's the point. So that we never have another Anthony Fauci who we put up on a pedestal and hang on his every word as if it's coming down from as manna from heaven. Maybe he thought that's where it came from. But I always thought it came from the Wuhan laboratory. we have got a lot to do in our country. But I believe this with all my heart. With God's help, we are equal to the task. We can get it done, and we will get it done. Because God will make a way out of no way. He's a rock in a weary land. He's a shelter in a time of storm. He's a friend on every hand. He's a friend to the friendless and a father to the fatherless. That's how I know we're going to defeat the devotees of darkness and bring them into the light of the gospel. If we can do that for the whole country, folks, if we can do that for the whole country, we're not going to have to concern ourselves with the likes of an Anthony Fauci who says, well, you know, I don't think that people ought to be congregating too many in one space because some of those people are going to end up with COVID. Never qualified that. Never said, well, you know, being outside is a good thing. Never qualified with it. Never even qualified it when people are out individually, legally, on their own, as one person. I mean, and by the way, this is the silver lining in this whole thing, and thank God. Because while COVID was in effect, we found out this junk that our children were learning, the utter junk. And that's what it was, junk, garbage. And he reveled in it, folks. He reveled in it. Just thought, frankly, he thought he was the greatest thing since sliced bread. And he, Anthony Fauci, is not cutting it. One thing is clear. I don't know where Anthony Fauci's family came from. I think he was born in America. But whether he was or wasn't, he seemed to be perfectly willing to sell us out to the communist Chinese. Because he defended the Wuhan lab link to the hilt. His ancestors are from Italy and Switzerland. His paternal grandparents were from Sciacca, I think that's called, Sicily, where his maternal grandparents were from Naples, Italy, and Switzerland. So he's a little bit Neapolitan, a little bit Sicilian. Well, maybe that's part of his problem. He got a little godfather thing going on there. I'm just kidding, folks. I'm just kidding about that. But I'm just trying to understand how this American could behave in such an un-American and in some ways traitorous way. Because remember, he essentially became an apologist for communist China. Those of us who knew from the very beginning that this thing probably came out of the Wuhan laboratory in China. Those of us who knew that, who understood that, because we don't trust the communists, we don't trust that they're humanitarians or that they care. We believe that they want to bring America down, they want to bring the whole world down, or at least bring the whole world under their control. It'd be nothing for them to spread this thing, hoping that other countries would collapse under the weight of it. And here he is running around talking about he knows these scientists and they're reputable scientists and all that. They're communists. They work for Xi Jinping. That's all you need to know. It is an outlaw, vicious, tyrannical, bloodthirsty regime that demands absolute control over their people. And you think two scientists in the Wuhan lab, or however many there were, that somehow they're going to be independent? Oh, no, we're not saying what Xi Jinping wants. We're doing what he wants. We're only going to do what we believe is right. And Anthony Fauci described them as being of that sort, as if he had no context for what goes on in communist China right now. Well, as far as I'm concerned, folks, Anthony Fauci should be indicted and tried for crimes against humanity. Name what they are. For the mass killing of people. Ivermectin. Oh, you can't use ivermectin. Hydroxychloroquine. Oh, no, you can't use hydroxychloroquine. People will die if you use that. Well, I hope that the American people really have the blinders taken off and really learn to see this man for who he is. And I believe he's one of the wickedest figures our country's ever produced. I mean, you know, smiling and acting like, you know, he's so cavalier. I am science. I represent science. No, you don't. You represent Anthony Fauci and the Chinese communists. That's who you represent. He certainly didn't do a good job representing Americans, given what we went through. Well, folks, that's going to do it for today. Look, God bless each and every one of you. I don't say any of this stuff to discourage you, but rather to encourage you to stay involved, to get involved, stay involved, and never, ever, ever quit. Because that's what it's going to take to save this wonderful country of ours. So stand up, step up, speak up, refuse to back up. Because we cannot be defeated if we will not quit, because we are on God's side. God bless everybody.